Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
According to CNN, Donald Trump sitting with 246 to Kamala Harris's 187. According to Fox, Trump sitting at 267 to Harris's 226. But either way, it's certainly looking like pretty much Donald Trump has this election. We are chatting this morning to Brooke Spector. He's the editor at Daily Maverick. Brooks, a very good morning. Are these results surprising you?
Yes and no. They surprised me because I began to think, perhaps deludedly, that Kamala Harris was getting a slight second or third wind on the basis of some strenuous and enthusiastic and optimistic campaigning. But it seems that Donald Trump's key issues, I mean, the crucial parts to his campaign, the fear of immigrants and immigration and his promise to do something dramatic, drastic, and even dangerous about it, as well as the constant chant that the economy is heading to disaster if it wasn't already there, and that he had the power to turn it around to fix it. That and the fact that, what shall we say, younger white, non-college educated men, for the most part, were absolutely unmoved by Harris's campaign. And I guess ultimately the Harris campaign's argument that women's reproductive rights were a core issue, although it was obviously important, it wasn't important enough.
Right.
So you put all those pieces together and you get what amounts to a victory in the making for Donald Trump. It's only the second time in U.S. history a person who was president comes back after losing
an
election.
Yeah. Who was the last?
And winning.
Who was the last
Grover
person?
Cleveland.
Ah.
Grover Cleveland in the 1890s.
Wow. Listen, I was shocked that he even had the gall to come back and to stand again. I was quite horrified at the time, but it clearly for him and for the Republicans was the right decision.
Well, he had more gall than anybody you've ever met, I suspect.
Yeah, it is true. Fair enough.
I mean, he has an absolutely unbounded sense of self-worth and total confidence in all of his judgments and ideas, good, bad, indifferent, or delusional. I mean, you know, he believes what he says and he acts upon it.
What do you think the main factors in terms of putting Donald Trump aside, focusing on the Democrats, focusing on Kamala Harris, what could she have done differently or better? What could the Democrats have done differently or better?
Well, you're going to hear we're going to run out of electrons in this universe having this kind of discussion. The columnists and the commentators are going to it'll be more than a cottage industry on this. I mean, one argument will be that once Joe Biden decided not to run, that it should have been opened up to a national primary to pick an alternative candidate. She could have competed, but she might not have been the only one. That's going to be one argument.
Right.
The second argument is going to be that she failed to pick the one person who could have delivered Pennsylvania to her ticket, and that would have been the governor there, Governor Shapiro. And that's mistake number two.
Wow.
And
I didn't think of that.
I mean, those are the arguments that will be made. The mistake number three will be that she did not early enough solidify her efforts to go on the national media often and every day, in effect, with coherent, cogent, detailed plans.
Right.
But I think, you know, that really is that it's, you know, that's sort of blaming the loser for being the loser. You have to figure out what was the reason for the winner. And as I say, I think the winner got his victory, or is getting his victory, shall we say, on the basis of those two issues, immigration and the economy. And the winning phrase has got to be something like, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago, invented by Ronald Reagan's people back in 1980. Yes, 1980. And the answer to that for too many people apparently was no. And now people assumed that inflation was eating more and more of their budget, even though the data tells you that wages are now rising faster than inflation, which is abating significantly. But people have memories. And so if you remember that a gallon of gas, or two point something or other liters of petrol, whatever the conversion is, cost $5 in 3.5 years ago, that memory sticks with you almost regardless of the fact that the price now is half that.
Interesting. Yeah, yeah. So it's the fact is that it really was about, in your view, was about a number of key issues that Trump focused on.
Yeah, I mean, somebody wrote to me early this morning and said, "Look, I'm a Republican, and every Republican I know despises the man. We're repulsed by his behavior and his, you know, his lack of couth and his personal demeanor and the way he insults people in ways that are unacceptable. But he has the strength to do what has to be done." Right. You know, I'm not entirely sure how you defeat that kind of argument. I really don't know.
Yes, yes. Very, very interesting. What happens to the party, the Democrats, now?
Well, we'll go back to the old mental picture of the Democrats as kind of a circular firing squad, busy shooting at each other, trying to figure out who is going to be the next, effectively the next leader of the party. Harris doesn't have that in her future, I don't think.
No, it doesn't look like it.
But the question is, who would? And it's going to be a couple of senators and a couple of governors that will try to claim this going into the future, but they first have to win the congressional elections again in the year 2026 before they can even make a plausible claim for 2028.
Very interesting. That's where we leave it. Brooke Spector, editor at Daily Maverick Association, talking about the U.S. elections and why, perhaps, looking at some ideas as to why it has gone in this direction. It's 8:43.